It's 18 years since the Velvet Revolution that toppled communism in Czechoslovakia, so if you are walking through the center of Prague in the next 10 days, you might be surprised to stumble across a communist-era prison camp just a few meters from a branch of McDonald's. It is in fact an exhibition to remind Czechs of the 8,000 people who died in prison camps and uranium mines during the communist era. Rob Cameron went to have a look.
Well, I'm speaking to you from Wenceslas Square, the top of Wenceslas Square, and that's a square which has meant so much to Czechs throughout their history. This square has seen so many revolutions and so many demonstrations. It was where the people gathered in 1989 demanding the end of the communist regime. And today, and indeed for the next 11 days, it's housing a mocked-up communist-era work camp. There is barbed wire surrounding this work camp. There is a big sign over the entrance. It says Práci ke svobodě, which translates as work towards freedom, something similar to Arbeit macht frei, of course, and the entrance to Auschwitz. This was put here by a leading Czech NGO called People in Need, and with me is the director of that organization, Šimon Panik. What's the central idea behind this mock-up prison on Wenceslas Square?
The central idea is to turn the interest and the focus of media and the public back to our very near history, which is unfortunately getting to be more and more far psychologically. And this small outside exhibition, it's also starting a project in the secondary and the high schools, which is called Stories of Injustice. That's the way how to show teenagers the things which were happening here in 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s through the using of the documentary film.
It's 18 years, though, Sherman, 18 years, and people are already forgetting what happened here over four decades of communism.
I don't think so that the older people who lived through the communism are forgetting, but the young generation, which is living in completely different world and who are often faced to this only in a few classes in a secondary and a high school, they just didn't have enough time to realize what was that time for the entire Czechoslovakia, and the teachers have the problems how to deal with that, you know, because the teenagers, and especially now, they are a free, cool generation which really doesn't pay much attention to the moralistic talks about the past and so on. So
precisely, do they really care, do you think?
Well, I think they do care about the things, but it's necessary to get under the skin, and the fashionable skin is not to care about anything. And the documentary film is a very good way how to get under the skin, because emotions are very strong among the teenagers, among the young people, but you can't provoke the emotions by the 20 minutes lecture done by the teacher.
People in Need director Šimon Panek ending that report by Rob Cameron.